Wisconsin has a history of welcoming groups of refugees to the state, from the Hmong population in the wake of the Vietnam War to people from Somalia and Burma still arriving today. But the number of people resettling in Wisconsin saw a sharp drop in 2017. The team at WisContext dug into the numbers, how they compare to the rest of the country, and how nonprofit groups that help new arrivals are dealing with the changes. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of WisContext. You can read his piece on refugees at wiscontext.org. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start by looking at the numbers in Wisconsin last year. How many refugees were settled here in the state? How does that compare to previous levels?
Well, so we looked at the numbers from the State Department, and in 2016, Wisconsin resettled just shy of 1,900 refugees. In calendar 2017, it was about 585.
So that's a pretty big drop.
Yes.
And how does that stack up with national trends?
It's kind of parallel to the national drop, at least between those 2 years. I mean, 2 years doesn't necessarily make a trend, but still, both nationally and on a Wisconsin scale, from 2016 to 2017, you see these numbers drop by a factor of about, you know, two-thirds.
And just to remind people, we've talked about refugees before. You've been following this issue for a while. Talk about what distinguishes a refugee from any other kind of immigrant.
Right. So it's a really different process. And, you know, a refugee, people come to the country and are admitted into the country for, you know, all kinds of different reasons. But a refugee specifically is someone who's been displaced and is fleeing conflict or persecution around the world. And the process that refugees go through if they want to be resettled somewhere kind of begins with an application to the United Nations Refugee Agency, which, you know, vets people. And then depending on what country they're going to go to, that country, if it's the United States, will vet them. For the U.S., you know, that involves a whole bunch of federal agencies doing all kinds of interviews and biometric scanning and background checks. It's a process that can take up to 2 years sometimes.
Right. From the time somebody in, say, a conflict zone tries to apply for refugee status to that resettlement can literally be a couple of years.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a very small portion of all the people around the world who qualify as refugees who actually manage to get resettled through this process.
And where does Wisconsin stand as a destination for refugees compared to other states?
Well, it's not the biggest and not the smallest. As you might imagine, refugees tend to get resettled in just more populated areas where there are more resources and more, you know, infrastructure for support for them to get resettled. Wisconsin, it's about where you'd expect relative to its population. Of course, Milwaukee is a big destination. The kind of Fox Cities area, those cities put together collectively, are kind of the second largest destination, actually, for refugees, rather than Madison, which is interesting.
And where do refugees to Wisconsin tend to come from?
Well, really kind of all over the world. Of course, you know, the most publicly visible populations to most people here would be the Hmong community that's been developing in the state since the 80s, and the Somali community. But really, it's, you know, it's from dozens of countries around the world.
Now, looking at the numbers overall and in Wisconsin, looking at your charts at wiscontext.org, the numbers jump up and down, and that makes sense. If there's a world crisis, it's going to be higher. If that crisis ends, it's going to be lower. How does this drop from 2016 to 2017 kind of stack up compared to fluctuations we've seen in the past?
Right. As you mentioned, when you're looking at long-term trends, you have to kind of be aware that this kind of inherently depends on instability and crisis around the world, so it's not going to be a neat and tidy thing, but there's no mistaking that, you know, over the course of 2017, things dropped off dramatically because the Trump administration wanted it that way. At the end of the day, you know, the president and the State Department have a huge amount of discretion over refugee admissions in a way that they don't necessarily have with other, you know, immigration processes.
Right. Talk about the changes from the Trump administration that really had an impact on these refugee numbers.
Well, of course, throughout 2017, we saw the administration try to implement a few different versions of a ban on people coming in from various countries, a ban on refugees coming in, period. And of course, that was a very chaotic thing. And when you have that kind of uncertainty up in the air, that obviously throws a wrench into things for, you know, government agencies and for the nonprofit agencies around the country that, you know, help refugees actually get to where they're going.
Talking to Scott Gordon from WisContext about a big drop in the numbers of refugees settling in the United States as a whole, in Wisconsin in particular. Let's follow up with those nonprofit groups you just mentioned that help refugees resettle here in Wisconsin. You talked to some people who work with those groups in the Fox Cities area, and I think in Milwaukee, too. What kind of things were you hearing from them?
Well, so these groups are really kind of the people on the ground when a refugee arrives in whatever their new hometown is going to be, and they help kind of connect those people or families with housing and basic needs and, you know, support programs, job training, what have you. So they, you know, they play a big role, and they depend on federal funding. And the funding, a lot of the funding comes on sort of a per refugee basis. So if there are fewer people being resettled, there's less funding coming into those agencies, you know, which means some of those agencies around the state and around the country have had to, you know, lay people off, in some cases close offices and things like that.
And what is the uncertainty doing for them, not knowing? I mean, I guess there's always going to be some element of uncertainty because you don't know how many refugees are going to end up here, but more uncertainty than usual, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the folks I talked to are kind of responding to that in a way by putting a little bit more emphasis on just advocacy work and kind of trying to let their lawmakers or their communities know sort of what they do and why they think this process is important. And, you know, it's true that there's a lot of disinformation out there. There's there are lots of very xenophobic discussions that go on about refugee admissions, and they really overlooked the fact that, you know, refugees go through an extensive vetting process, you know, and people have made the point that, you know, if somebody wanted to get into the country, you know, and do something horrible, then the last thing they would go through would be the refugee process because of how extensive it is.
I know we're still early in 2018, but are you planning to track the refugee numbers out into the future?
It's something that we're hoping to follow up on. If anyone's curious, there's a State Department website called rapsnet.org where you can look up numbers and actually see breakdowns of what countries people are coming from, what states and cities they're settling in, and that is very interesting data to look at, and you know, it can surprise you.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of WisContext. He was with us to look at what's behind the drop in refugees resettling in the state last year. You can read more about that at wisContext.org.